basically the conditions. Again, this report is the one that shows conditions, so you could have 2, 3, 4 employees within each one of these. The shock loss report goes through the individuals, and again, just for anybody listening, that shock loss report doesn't identify anything in regard to who it is, their gender, or anything else. It just tells us what the condition is and what's paid. So you can see we've had various conditions that add up to a significant amount of our total claims. Over $1 million is for people with acute conditions. The remaining $844,000 went to pay for everything else. We have several drugs that are, again, brand new. You can see that just 12 prescriptions cost $43,000 of your top drug. 7 prescriptions, $35,000 on your next. I've seen a lot worse than this, to be candid with you. This is that you guys are kind of lucky that you don't have some of the real blockbuster drugs in there. So we'll knock on wood and hope that continues.
That third one I hear advertised all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Get literature on.
Yes. And it's brand new. There is no generic, and that's what the doctors are prescribing in many cases. Mm-hmm. So. The shock loss report in the back has a couple of interesting things. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that were over the 100,000 mark, which is what we've talked about being your insurance within your insurance. One of those members, the very first one, is no longer on the plan. If you look at the far left where it says T or A, that's terminated or active. So there you do have one person who's come off. If you look just right at the middle way down the page, you will see we had a very severe shock loss at $423,000. Still active on the plan. However, when you look at the last date of service, the next report is going to bring into relief how these things can change a little bit quickly, because if you go over to the far right where it says last DOS, you can see that was in December of 2020 was the last time that member went in for services, at least under this diagnosis code. So what you like to see is that last date of service get as far in the rearview mirror. That typically tells you the person has resolved and is doing better. And that would be the setup for the second report as we go in. This actually is a 12-month through January 31st. And I won't belabor it because, candidly, it's much of the same information, but I'd actually take you back to that shock loss report on the very back, the last page. And this one is printed double-sided, by the way, so go through. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shock loss claimants, meaning one of them has dropped off for us. And that person was that big claim. So the title or the tail of the tape at this point is your loss ratio is down from 107 to a little over 98 in 1 month, but your adjusted loss ratio, when you take out the shock claims, because you have such a big claim that was in there before, is actually 86.75, so it went down only by about a half a point. So it's headed in the right direction, but it's still just a fuzz over where we would hope that it would be. So that is the recap on the medical. Are there any questions there before I give you a quick update on some other things? Hearing none, I just wanted to suggest that talk to Mrs. Mueller actually on the way over here today. We do have our wellness director who is engaged and is coming over Wednesday to talk with your group in regard to there's a weight loss challenge that's going on right now, so he's involved and engaged in that. And then we're going to make sure that we get together your plan for the whole year. So they look at an annual program. As part of that, we will look at tobacco cessation and things that we've talked about with this group before. Secondly, we have our HR consulting division that is meeting Friday and a phone appointment just to talk about things that we can do. So if there's specific projects or things that you'd like to do in HR that maybe, because Mrs. Mueller is working every day in the business, sometimes what people use that for is for somebody to work on the business. An example would be an update of an employee manual. or an audit of HR practices, just to make sure that we're up and running and doing everything that we should and going through. It's a benefit to your HR department to do that, and Mrs. Mueller and I have talked, and she would you know, be interested in those, but she's going to be talking with our people to discuss those options, you know, to just look at some things that we may bring to you and say, hey, we'd like to do this. Again, we've gone to what we call the employee experience. That is part of your program. We're not here trying to upsell you. That's just part of what we do for you at this point. One of the things that I believe a couple of the commissioners went to earlier this year was a Medicare educational seminar, that we do those things as well. And so we're just adding those in. Just wanted to make sure you guys were aware that we're working year-round on your program and putting this together. So I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to keep talking. I'm just going to, you know, kind of shut up and go from here. So you guys if you have any questions.
I got a letter from a provider, which was Cox Hospital, that I wished I would have, if I'd remembered you were going to be here today. It had about one sentence in there. It said that smoking, and you could probably quote it, and smoking was the number one cure, that you could prevent diseases, and I can't quote it, but you probably could.
Well,
it was stressing that. That was the first sent on the letter. That was the very first statement that it made.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we have intent, and really tobacco use, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just smoking.
Well, it says
smoking. Just smoking specifically. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's one of the things, and again, we've talked before, where we typically always talk about wading into the pool instead of jumping into the deep end. So we would want to give the employees plenty of time, talk to them about the program. Mm-hmm. Wellness is not something you do to people, it's something you do with people. And so it's very important that we structure the program that way, where people feel like it's there to help them.
It's a choice.
It is. It is. This is Danny Kim. Mm-hmm. If there's no further questions, I'll...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess we'll go into recess. We're scheduled for at 9:40, which it's already passed, but upstairs for executive session, legal and personnel. So I've got 9:54 a.m. We'll be in recess.